Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Here's the snap. CJ stepping up. He's under pressure. He's going to go down. He can't take that 2-minute drill as hustling into the backfield and making the play with Solomon Thomas. And CJ is down. CJ's down.
And he is not.
CJ is face down on the turf.
He's not even trying to get up yet.
He went down awkwardly.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's the fear.
That's scary to hear if you're listening.
That is 100% the fear that has been with the lack of pass protection and just poor play on the offensive line that the Texans have gotten thus far. And that really does seem like the big, although not the only, wart that this Texas team has as they lost the game on Thursday Night Football to the Jets 21-13. Really, it seems like it's changed a lot of people's feelings on this team, right? And this team, a lot of people looked at them as definitely playoff bound, probably Super Bowl contenders. And so I'm interested, did this game, or how do you feel now, without necessarily speaking specifically to this game, how do you feel now about this Texans team just going forward? And one of the things that came in was they said they don't feel confident in this team. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that I think you have to think about this is the offensive line play, but that's definitely going to shift in one way or another, as we got reporting a little while ago from Ian Rappaport and others around the league that Kenyon Green is going to be out for the season. He's expected to be out for the season with that shoulder injury that he had when C.J. Stroud fell on him after throwing the ball downfield as an incomplete pass, as a lot of them were. C.J. Stroud only completed like a third of his passes in this game. Kenyon Green, the starting left guard, because he really had not been benched necessarily. He gets injured and he's expected to be out for the season. This is going to force some moves now, right? Even if they weren't already looking for him, which they absolutely should have been, mm-hmm. right? I'm not saying that they weren't. I'm just saying I have no idea into that. They absolutely got to be looking at moves for Tuesday, right?
I mean, yes. They have already been sort of tinkering with the idea, if you believe some reports, and tinkering with the idea of benching him. And now he's gone. You know, he's out for the year. So you have to, and you almost have to, like, bolster it even more, maybe. I don't know, and I don't know how. But you talk about, like, you know, this was a Super Bowl team and looked like a Super Bowl contending team. I said it. I believed it. And part of my reasoning was, like, they have all the pieces. If they could just get the offensive line right. Well, they haven't gotten the offensive line right, and it's gotten worse. And now it's down another man, even though it's one that was probably going to be replaced anyway.
But I do wonder, and maybe this is just kind of wishful thinking or whatever. It seems like, for me, when you lose Kenyon Green for the season, right, you're down an offensive lineman. I think that even if you benched him, right, I feel like this losing him for the season might make them more willing to do the musical chairs thing.
Oh, really? Not just make a move?
I do think that a move needs to be made, but like when we talk about everything being on the table, I still think that the more likely move would have been like, all right, well, here, Kendrick Green, now you're in that mm-hmm. space and we'll see what you got. Or if Jarrett Patterson's available, right, more of a simple move and try and figure some things out.
See, I think that last night, you know, pretty much solidified how desperate they need to be.
Okay.
And that's what we were talking about. Like, hey, man, don't feel real good about Titus Howard going to guard and Blake Fisher going to tackle. Who cares at this point? Like, look how bad it is. You know, that's where I think they should be. And I think that's where they are D'Amico giving us a couple of hints, showing some frustration. You know, obviously C.J. Stroud giving us a couple of hints, showing some frustration. I think they last night, if there is, you know, we were talking about silver linings. It was horrible. It was embarrassing. It was, you know, eye-opening. But if there is a small silver lining, it's like now they have to keep literally put everything on the table.
They do. Yeah. I do wonder, though, if this ends up being kind of a downside for the possibility of trades on the offensive line. Because remember, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, he'd put the report out there that maybe that the Texans have been looking to maybe have a guard-for-guard trade with Kenyon Green going out. You can't trade an injured player.
No.
So if they were to make a move, that might be a limiting factor in who they can send out or who would be appealing to send out.
There's still draft picks.
Draft picks, of course. I think that would raise the amount of the draft capital that you'd have to send out as opposed to like sending a player. But yeah, maybe that limits the ways that they're able to, or the pathways that Nick Caserio would have to address some of the issues on the offensive line.
No, that's true. But they're still draft picks. And I think there's still the motivation from the Texan side we just have to do this. For Kenyon Green, it also sets him back. And frankly, we talked about this earlier. I don't know if we are going to see Kenyon Green again in a Texans uniform. Last night might have been it. This is year three, right?
Yeah.
And
year three.
And it hadn't gotten any better. And
I think you could argue it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. And then just sort of the specter, the weight of how he's played, can he even overcome that in this city? He is a prime candidate for get healthy, change of venue, change of scenery, but it isn't going to work right here. So that's one aspect. The good news for him is, you know, he's going to get paid for the entirety of the year, have an entire offseason to rehab, get better, maybe get that deal done. But for the Texans in the here and now, and we mentioned this as well. You can't wait for the offseason. I mean, because, there's so many, crucial things at play here. First of all, your ambition. Secondly, the health of C.J. Stroud. How many games in a row has he been either slow going, getting up, or clearly, at minimum, shaken up a little bit? Like, it's 3 games in a row?
I vividly remember 2. I can't remember the third, but I don't doubt you considering the numbers that we're looking at when it comes to the pressure and sacks that C.J. Stroud has had to endure. So, yeah, I think that all leads back to what is your confidence in this team? You mentioned the word aspirations, right? Like, where do those now sit? Because we have anything from the 713 on the 5-hour energy fan line from, I no longer believe in D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, wow.
Someone saying, talking about from the 979, too many long developing routes, have to adjust plays for the line play, and that seems to be like that would point to Bobby Slowick and maybe a lack of belief in his ability to give C.J. Stroud some answers and some things. Another person, 713, also comes back around and talks about how we can blame the coordinator all we want, but the head coach and unwilling to make it uncomfortable, right? It seems like there's a lot of things where people have a lack of belief in the coaching staff, and to the point, at some point, the entirety of the team, as I saw earlier, someone texting in and said, I used to plan my day around going to church and watching the Texans game, and I'll no longer do that around the Texans game. And look, this is a loss that took them to 6-3. By no means does this end the season, but the way that they've played, and the way that they played in this one, if you were trying to project forward, does not bode all that well.
And this is an interesting text here from the 281. I am not out of on the team totally, but I am out this year. In terms of this year being the year. And that got me thinking a little bit.
Damn.
I appreciate it. No, but here's the thing. I'm not saying I agree with him, but it does get you thinking in these terms. Stephon Diggs is gone. It ain't going to happen.
At least for the season.
Yeah. I don't know. But what I'm saying is he's done for the year.
Okay.
And there are still decisions to be made at what you're going to do at that position moving forward, whether Stephon Diggs or someone else. Clearly, the offensive line, as much as you have to do things right now, the offseason is going to be no holds barred. Like, you're going to have to answer to a lot of these cats, and there could be a lot of movement. So do you start thinking, like, obviously, you want to win every game. I'm talking about from a Texans perspective. Obviously, you want to win every game. You want to get to the playoffs. Hell, you want to get to a Super Bowl. Maybe you can rekindle the magic and do that. But is part of you, like, starting to think, yeah, we do need to start – kind of angling for beyond this year.
You talking about selling?
No.
Selling on the season.
Selling at the deadline.
Not selling. No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm saying, but do you start sort of recalibrate? You know, recalibrate where, when you think you could, like, because they came into this year, like, this is the year, we're going for it, free agent, signings, trade, et cetera. Do you kind of start to think, okay, next year is we have to do this, this, and this?
I think that's one of the issues is that you have, or maybe not issue, that's the wrong word, but that's one of the things that makes this complicated is you have to have considerations for the future of it. But you put a lot of effort into this season. You have a lot of veterans that are clearly win now moves. It's going to be tough, but you got to go for it.
No, you're going for it. But what I'm saying, are you realizing that you have to sort of understand that there are things working against you this year, and so maybe start not selling. No, God no. But you know, really start to work on like some of the ideas you might have moving forward.
I think that's the job of Nick Cassero to be able to, do both of those things somewhat simultaneously. I think that's Nick Cassero's job, but also his job right now is to get on the phone and get some things in line, because I can't get to the point where you're selling on the season by any stretch of the imagination. Not saying that's exactly what you're saying, but it can't be that. The tough part about it is I am losing a level of confidence, and some of this is because you've been in a place where D'Amico Ryans has been held up as like a gold standard. We immediately put him in that place as one of the best coaches in the league. And he has bona fides as to some of the reasons why. But one of the things that in the course of this game that is evidenced is just when we talked about how much loyalty is too much loyalty. And maybe that's not the right way to frame it, but they kept Kenyon Green. They never benched Kenyon Green in this.
He
got injured out of the game and they went to Kendrick and you got to see him.
If they were going to bench him, they would have benched him the series before he got hurt. Because it was already obvious. He'd already been run over. He'd already, had like several bad plays in a row. And we talked about it. You know, how long is the leash? I had seen enough.
Long enough to get hurt.
I think most people had seen enough. And they didn't bench him. You know, for the record, he was never benched in that game. As crazy as that sounds. That's the wildest part.
So there's that. There's that when it comes to kind of decision making. There's the decision making. We talked about kind of some of the instances where you have end of halves and those things playing a little conservative, playing for a field goal, or at least appearing to play for the field goal. And maybe some of that is just the offense not being able to be aggressive enough to pick up yards when they end up just outside the red zone or into the red zone. Another one is just how like the situation or the lack of situational awareness to on 2nd and 7. Have your running back in the Wildcat throw to your quarterback running a fade locked up.
I've seen that before. I've seen that from teams that are just trying to find anything that works. That to me was one of the sort of low-key, like most daunting things about the night. You're 2nd and 7. You're driving. You know, you're deep in their territory. And you're like, hell, let's just try this. And you're throwing it to the quarterback, That was very daunting, which actually kind of leads to another thing of how you're feeling about this team moving forward. Part of the other adjustment that should be on the table is, hey, Bobby, what are we doing? What can we change? You know, let's go back to the drawing board here and see if there's anything that can kind of fix some of these things.
Yeah, and the thing that I think has hurt my confidence the most is just sometimes the seeming delusion at times, because I mentioned that trick play and D'Amico, and I understand D'Amico is going to protect his team, his players, his staff, all of that. But the response is, well, you know, trick plays, when they work, they're all good, and when they don't work, they're not. And I understand that to some extent, except even the just basic conceit of that trick play was not a good one.
Yeah.
Right? On a second down, a 2nd and 7, where you have an opportunity to run a normal play, you're having your running back throw a fade to your quarterback. I mean, unless you just absolutely have a complete brain fart, brain lapse by the defense, that's not one that comes up big and helps a good amount, right, as a trick play. Especially with a very lackluster fake, I guess, for lack of a better term. All you're just hoping is that there is a basic coverage bust, because there wasn't that much, that much that you had there that was deceptive. In addition to, like, there's also been instances where Nick Cassero tells us that all of the talk about offensive line was a lazy narrative. How lazy does it look right now?
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's been all the support on Kenyon Green, but just all and the offensive line in general. Well, we just got to get it together. Well, at what point and what are the actual means at which to we get that together? And it feels like there's just been a constant feeling of, you know, not fully addressing the issue at hand in addition to that. And if you're not willing to acknowledge the issue to some extent, and I know we talked about how D'Amico mm-hmm. has made it more clear that, hey, this is more frustrating than it had previously been. If you're not addressing some of these other issues, like how can you even, you know, or talking about them, how can you even begin to address them as your schedule gets more difficult?
Absolutely true. Like D'Amico changed, he switched lanes yesterday after the game. He went from, remember he's talking about, you know, Kenyon Green has a bad day, everybody has a bad day, he'll get it together. Hell, we used it yesterday in buy or sell, you know? No, now he realizes without Kenyon Green, after he got hurt, this line was still getting torched. This line was still getting worked. And so he kind of switched lanes, as I mentioned, from protecting his guys, talking about all this, sort of, you know, going, you know, being the good guy that's protecting his players, to we got to make some changes. I mean, that's basically what he said. So I think they're realizing like this is time is running out here on getting this thing right.
Yeah, and the fact that they're realizing it as opposed to it being fully realized is one of those things that gives me a little pause.
Yeah.
Yes, dear texter on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. If they come out and they beat the Lions, we will talk differently. Sure, but one of the things that I've been pretty consistent on is the process. Doing things the right way consistently leads to wins. They have not been in the right process mm-hmm. for quite a few weeks. This was a chickens come home to roost game, and I don't feel great about it now as you look on to the multitude or the many tough yeah. games that you have ahead.
Well, and just real quick here, the great thing about the NFL is that if any significant changes can be made, if the game plan, you know, you do dial into something, all you have to do is look at the other sideline last night to realize how quickly things can change back.
Yeah.
You know, to a good level.
At least with the feeling. We'll see what the Jets actually have changed.
What were they chanting? Sell the team?
They were selling the team.
Chanting, yeah. Sell the team, yeah. Booing in the first quarter. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, playoffs. Hey, playoffs. So it can change, but it won't change without, if they keep it the same, it is not going to be any better. It's going to be worse.
Man, I just keep looking at how much you've invested in the offensive line, and it's not doing a damn thing for you.
That's the offense. That's kind of the off-season thing I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
need to make some big decisions.
Yeah, it's going to be everybody should be on the table, man. I don't care about no contracts and all that
like
stuff.
Like when I said moving forward, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, PPF numbers and like, all that stuff.
Titus,
man.
Howard, who knows?
Tunsil,
like, who knows?
Yeah, they're going to have to revamp that whole thing, man, because that ain't working.
For the time being, Nick, you got some work to do, man. And honestly, D'Amico and Bobby as well, you have some work to do because you can say that this is insufficient. We've been hearing we got some things to clean up for weeks now. Time to get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm kind of surprised at just, in some ways, how many people are like so far out on this team, mm-hmm. though, that remain 6-3. But they've got a daunting task ahead of them if Thursday was any level of indication. All right, coming up next, about that time we turn it over to Fig for the mixtape. Figgy, what's in the mixtape?
Yeah, man, today is a special day for all of my football fans, my real football fans in the city. And plus, a former Texan asked a question on national TV, and I want to know if he represents all white folks, man.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
I need my white folks to weigh in on this. I want to see if it's accurate.
All right, we'll do all that, Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there.
I forgot it was Friday, doing all this complaining about this team.
I know. Hopefully everybody having a good Friday. I know the game wasn't...
Starting now.
Yeah. I know the game wasn't too sexy, but hopefully everyone having a good Friday. And speaking of all my football fans, my real football fans.
Okay.
I think some people here might call it soccer.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, big soccer fan over here.
Shout out to all my soccer fans out there. Today is a special day in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor John Whitmire officially declared Friday, November 1st as Dynamo Day.
Hey, right. Okay, Dynamo Day.
Yeah, today is baby.
Yeah. So today, Dynamo Day, that proclamation recognized the achievement of the Dynamo making consecutive playoff appearances as they made one last year, and they got one this year as they faced the Seattle Sounders.
Yes, sir.
It's a win-or-go-home game this Sunday. And I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to be in the building, man.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this show, Energy Stadium. This Sunday, kickoff started at 5:30. And, happy Dynamo, Gay.
I'm glad you gave soccer a shot. But how about NRG getting the Copa America final?
That's a good point, yeah.
They got the championship game coming to Houston. That's a big tournament.
Yeah, it's going
to
be turned up there, too.
Yeah, that's going to be dope. But, shout out to the Houston Dynamo. Like I said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be eating a trill burger, man. Hey, if y'all ain't doing nothing Sunday, and look, ain't no game to watch on Sunday.
That's right.
The Texans already played.
That's right.
Go to the Dynamo game. Right. Go to the Dynamo game.
If you want to get off some footy or football, get some footy in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, tickets are still available. HoustonDynamo.com. Hey, just come out and support the city, man.
Go say hello to Figgy.
Yeah, the last time I was there for a playoff game last season, it was electric, man.
Yeah, it's
mind you, I that same day I just left a Texans game. I left NRG Stadium,
mm-hmm,
and then went right to the Dynamo game, man. I was just like, wow. I'm like, damn, it was going crazy. But yeah, shout out to the Houston Dynamo.
Did you get the Dynamo win when you went though?
They did. Okay, it was a playoff win. Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. So I sat in the section where, I guess the people, I forgot what section they call that, but you standing up the
like
whole
time. Like a supporter group?
Yeah. So you probably see it if you're watching it on TV, how they just sitting there going crazy behind the goal.
Yeah.
It was crazy. They were chanting songs. They had the drum going. Dino, 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 Dino. They were just going crazy.
That's
so
cool.
I highly recommend just go out there Sunday, get some tickets, HoustonDynamo.com.
All right.
Hustle Town supporters.
Shout
out.
So this clip was kind of making the rounds, man, and I gotta call all my white folks out. I know ain't no white people on this show,
mm-hmm,
but so I need y'all to text in and hit us up in the comments and all that stuff, because former Texan quarterback Dan Orlowski,
mm-hmm,
he had a question to Stephen A. Smith on live television.
Oh no.
And I want to know if this how y'all really feel about us. And when I mean us, I mean Reggie and me. Here's Dan Orlowski on. I want to say this was first take.
He is speaking as a representative of all white people here.
That's what he's doing.
I want to know. So
what?
Let me see if this is true or not.
Two questions, okay?
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't ask the first one,
oh, that's
but I'm going to ask it.
Yeah.
Why do black dudes smell better than white dudes?
Huh.
Cool. Didn't you put off the smell?
Didn't you have the comment in the summertime, you don't shower as frequently because you just jump in the pool?
Like, Stephen A. smells like,
you
know, smells.
Not black guys say that.
Smells good. Like,
that's part of the sexy.
Why? But that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Why is that?
I don't think that this needs to be. I don't think this has to be a race
is
thing.
That
but,
a, is that
what,
a thing?
But what it needs to be is a hygiene thing.
I have no
thing.
Idea.
I think this needs to be a hygiene thing, because I have had way too many of our friends, black, white, or otherwise, talk about how washing your legs is optional because the water runs down. If you Orlowski, I bet Orlowski only washes his torso. And so to have that question, we need to get to the hygiene of it all. That's why. It's the hygiene of it all, brother. So Just get, do that. No matter what your disposition is, if you are cleaning up,
I'm really contemplating.
You smell good.
I'm like seriously contemplating this question a lot.
Really?
Probably too much than that, because I didn't even know it was a real thing.
Me and you both. I didn't know that was a thing.
But it's like, I'm like wondering, dude, I shouldn't even use the word they. I was going to say.
Yeah. I will say, as far as I can think, when it comes to the larger black community, there is a trend of, you know, lotion is policed in the community, right?
Yeah.
Obviously to avoid, dryness and everything, dry skin. And so I feel like most lotions are scented in some way. I do wonder if that is what Darren Orlovsky might be pointing to in some way.
I think that because a lot of guys, this used to be frowned upon, guys having this smell good lotion, but now I think it's pretty,
it's more common.
Yeah, it's more common. Ain't nobody gonna look at you less as a man if you got some smell good lotion. But also, honestly, it's a lot of black guys, maybe it's anybody, but a lot of black guys take pride into having cologne, man. A lot of people have more than one cologne.
That was my first thought, but ain't nobody does cologne better than Hispanic people. The Hispanics use cologne.
Okay.
Big time.
I was like, but there's ain't no way that the cologne industry is thriving in the way it is if our white brethren aren't also partaking. Like,
well, sure.
I feel like that'd be we wouldn't be able to work that way if it's just a niche product in some ways, with all due respect. You know?
But I do know some guys that have like over 20 bottles of cologne. They just like a cologne collector.
Yeah, I think it's just a hygiene thing. And thankfully, I think we're coming through in time where people are becoming more, they're learning more about the hygiene of it and how that matters. And also, you know, how that helps with the ladies.
Yeah. So,
well, that's what it always comes down to, doesn't it?
Look, yeah.
I mean, I would hope that you're doing it for yourself, but also.
No, you're not.
Do it for her.
Yeah. And do it for them. So CJ Stroud didn't have a great game last night, and honestly, he probably didn't have a great game in the last couple weeks. If we being honest, but I feel blessed to have CJ Stroud as my quarterback for the Houston Texans, man.
100%.
Because so yesterday after the game, I felt like he gave a really good answer because he didn't really point the fingers at everybody else and saying, well, maybe if this would have happened, then, you know, he didn't really do that. So here's CJ Stroud after the loss last night.
I often, you know, it's hard, you know, to just sit here right now and think about what happened because you didn't watch film yet. But of course, you know, it's embarrassing. And, you know, to come out here on a primetime game and, you know, get embarrassed like that is never fun. And, you know, I believe, you know, we have to be better in a lot of areas. You know, and that starts with me. You know, I think there's plays I got to make, throws I got to make, you know, times I got to sit in the pocket and just trust my guys. I really point the finger at me and realize, you know, I got to be better as a football player. And you know, if we want to win, this is not the recipe for
it. I really appreciate a quarterback taking accountability and just saying, you know what, I got to play better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he kind of, I don't want to say called out the whole team, but He came back and pointed the finger at himself like, you know what, I made a lot of mistakes. I gotta do better. So I feel blessed to have a quarterback like that. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because I saw Tua
Tagovailoa.
He had some comments after his game, and I'm not sure if this was on Monday or like that after that Sunday game, or was it on Monday, like the other press conference.
Yeah,
but he made a weird comment, man, and it kind of don't sit with me. I'm kind of glad that ain't my quarterback.
Okay.
This is him explaining to the media. So the media asked him about a botched snap that ended up going in the end zone and ended up being a safety. And the Dolphins end up losing to the Cardinals, I want to say 28-27. And this was his answer explaining that botched snap.
I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball too. You've seen it wasn't Brew's best, and Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Oh, word?
eating chips. Like, who? Doritos.
Dog, who do you think you are?
Putting Cheeto dust on your couch.
Yeah. Like, who do you think you are? I feel like that was a valid question, man.
That sounded really cocky, man. Yeah, really cocky.
Yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way.
You know what hit me as? Embattled, right? Like, he's maybe, had his he's had his credibility called into question a lot. And one thing I will say is C.J. Stroud has earned it. But C.J. Stroud also, I think he knows that he has a little bit more security in being able to talk in front of the media than Tua. Tua, at any given point, people talking about Tua, about how he's not good enough and those type of things.
Not only that, but I think more recently, he's just kind of been in a bad way, you know, being asked a lot about the guardian cap and concussion.
Is he going to retire?
Is he going to retire? I think he's just kind of in a bad way altogether.
But yeah, that was nasty business, though. Yeah. I hope that he had already had a conversation with the center, and if he didn't, I hope he had one after, because the center had to be listening to that. Like, hey, man.
Man, he said, it's my fault, too. After he threw the dude under the bus.
Hey!
Look, I appreciate, like, I know CJ ain't had the best game the last couple weeks, but I appreciate CJ taking accountability, not throwing people under the bus. And you could tell is sometimes he probably should have said, hey, this wasn't all on me. Or
I mean, the one that he said last night probably is that. I mean, he's taking a lot of responsibility. Yes, he needs to make sure when does have an opportunity to plant his feet and throw that he is hitting his targets, which he didn't do to a high degree last night. But I think there's a lot of people watching that game that when they start talking about what went wrong with the passing offense in particular, you don't start with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, and I'm just glad he gave like a real good answer instead of this crap that Tua was doing. That was so weak.
From the 8-3-2, he's still concussed.
Speaking of sitting on the couch eating shit, he need to be sitting on the couch eating some chips.
Yes, he does.
Man.
Like, yes,
you
he
out
does.
Here. Acting the fool.
Please just put a guardian cap on, man. We care about you. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't want to see you hurt. That's all.
All right, I'm gonna get y'all out of here on this. So this morning I had a weird food combination.
Okay.
Oh.
So this morning I was feeling a little tired. I didn't really get a good sleep because of the loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get a coffee. So I went and got me a coffee. And after that, I was like, you know, I kind of want a little snack, but I don't want anything sweet.
You don't want breakfast or?
Yeah, I ain't want no breakfast, nothing like that.
Oh, like you didn't want a donut or nothing.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't want a donut or pastry or nothing like that. So I ended up going to Whataburger and getting a fry.
Coffee and a fry, please.
Yep.
That's what you did.
I had a coffee and a fry.
I was just going to say, strangely, that doesn't seem too bad.
So I was wondering if that's kind of weird.
I mean, it's not common.
Yeah, of course not. It's not common.
I mean, isn't it kind of like
breakfast?
That's kind of hash browns and a coffee.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it doesn't quite feel so bad, but it's not. You don't go to Whataburger and order coffee and French fries.
Sure, but I mean, you would get hash browns though. Like, so I feel like that's not
exactly.
Exactly, same thing.
Yeah, but I got a list of strange food combinations, and I want to know if this taking it too far. Would y'all try this?
Okay,
I'm gonna just go down the list: peanut butter and pickles.
I've heard of peanut butter and the thing you dip. Anyway, but not pickles. Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
No, celery.
Peanut butter. Oh yeah,
the thing that
I feel
you
like
dip.
That's kind of celery.
But not pickles.
Yeah, peanut butter and pickles.
I feel like I'm not the person to ask because I don't like pickles in any regard.
Really? Oh, okay.
I'm out on them. So.
What about this one? And this one's very common: French fries and ice cream
at Wendy's.
I usually do that at McDonald's. So
you do
it too? And French fries.
Yeah.
I eat
Blizzard and fries.
Eat them separately. I don't dip.
People
the
dip them.
I don't do that. I just eat them separately.
By the way, apparently, you'll be able to get McDonald's more frequently because McDonald's somehow has gotten the approval to actually fix their own machines. Because prior, because it's proprietary, only the people, only the company that made the machines was able to fix them, which is why the machines was down all the damn time. Wow. Now McDonald's has the right as a company.
Good, because they're all broken.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I bet who hated that news the most. The people that work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was probably so fun to at least be like, sorry, machine's down. Yep. No McFlurries.
Yep, we ain't got cleaning at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Chocolate and avocado.
Heck no.
What?
Heck no. That's a thing?
It is. Pizza and ranch dressing. I feel like that's very common.
Yeah, I had pizza and blue cheese last night.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, you can have more, as much of that as you want. I'm not taking it.
Strawberries and balsamic vinegar.
Seen that. I think I've tried that.
Sounds better than...
You usually get that in a salad, though.
Yeah, I think I've tried that. Maybe
salad.
That's...
Yeah, if you had some type of salad with strawberries in it.
I want to try that out.
Yeah, I think I tried it. It's not too bad. Mm-hmm. Popcorn and hot sauce.
I've done that.
Popcorn's a useless food, so never.
Not too bad.
Watermelon and feta cheese.
Never. Never in a million years.
I think that could be interesting, but yeah, probably not.
Apple pie and cheddar cheese.
Oh, so good.
This is very Wisconsin. What? That's so wildly Wisconsin.
So gracious. Good. You got to put it in the microwave so the cheese melts a little bit. Dude, try it. So good.
Nah, I'm not.
Your arteries just fighting for their lives.
I don't care. I'll worry about my arteries later.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, 713 coming through with the pizza and honey. Fire.
Yeah.
They do have them hot honey pieces.
Yeah, that's what got me going on that. Someone said tuna and chocolate syrup. Mm. Bacon and ice cream comes in on the text line. Peanut butter and apple on apple slices. Yeah, and then someone said coffee with an apple. Mm, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Vanilla ice cream and olive oil.
God, no.
What are we even accomplishing in that?
No.
Lopez might like this one. Banana and mayonnaise sandwich.
Well, corn and mayonnaise, not bananas and mayonnaise.
I don't trust you. All right, Will Levis. Like this one too.
Corn and mayo is... Why is that not on the list? Is it on your list?
Nah, it's not on the list.
Yeah.
Somebody said peanut butter and bacon.
No, thank you.
Yeah, cottage cheese and ketchup.
God, no.
That peanut butter and bacon could hit, though.
I don't think so.
Sweet and salty?
Hit what?
The spot, bro.
You know what?
I think the spot. What you mean?
Because you do have pretzels that's like peanut butter pretzels.
You see
pretzels.
It. You see the vibe, bro.
I could kind of see it. Okay. Grapes and salami. I feel like that's...
Who?
Grapes? No.
All right,
grapes and salami.
I want to know what substances the people that put these things on the list were on. Because you got to be high. Right? Like, these are high foods. This is what this is.
Popcorn and milk.
No, I'm done.
Like
I'm
cereal?
I'm out.
No, popcorn and milk.
Yeah, like a cereal?
I am out.
I am out.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people eat popcorn in a bowl with milk like cereal.
Those are psychopaths.
These are not serious people.
Yeah.
These are not people to be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs and peanut butter?
I'd try it.
Stop that.
I would.
Oh, I've never had it, but I'd try it.
Spaghetti and syrup?
Happens all the time.
Get some help.
Didn't you see the movie Elf?
Get some help.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and syrup? Cereal and orange juice?
No.
Some people will do that, but you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doritos and cottage cheese.
All right. People aren't eating these.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, Fig. I don't believe it.
Peanut butter and sriracha. And then I'll get y'all out of here on this on a bad taste. Okay. Ice cream and soy sauce.
No, thank you. Yet again. That was an awful list.
I would try.
Did a five-year-old make that list?
I'm ashamed to say I would try ice cream and soy sauce.
Type of list.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. More power to anybody who is eating any of that nonsense, and I wish you and your time in the bathroom go well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get you ready for the weekend. Draft the weekend is what we're doing. Obviously, the Texans are out of the way, but what are we most interested in? What are you most interested in, sports-wise or otherwise, on the weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Thank you, Figgy.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I feel like I might have leveled out after 4 hours of broadcasting here on Sports Radio 610.
You took a 4-hour deep breath.
That might have been what today
or venting.
Was. I hope that it was therapeutic at all, because I don't know. I felt like we laughed, we cried. And we basically just kind of mourned a loss that absolutely shouldn't have happened on Halloween, Thursday night football. Texans fall 21-13 to the New York Jets, where now you have Aaron Rodgers and his smiling face on Pat McAfee, and you got, you know, Jets fans doing the math on how they make the playoffs instead of putting them out.
That's
of their
the
misery,
wildest part of it like all. It they're like, "Hey, playoffs, man! It's here! It's out there!"
As if they have any business being in the playoffs. But I mean, hell, the way that the Texans played on Thursday, that can't be it. And so you really got to hope, especially over this weekend, that Nick Casario does his work, because there's clear work necessary on adding to this team. And hopefully, we get back on air on Monday, and there's some things to talk about. And when it comes to additions, that would be really helpful. But of course, trade deadline is Tuesday, November 5th. All right, not enough of the Texans game itself. Mm-hmm. Let's get ourselves ready for the weekend. Let's draft the weekend. What are the games?
I believe
that
Figgy's first this time.
I believe Figgy is indeed first.
Emma?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I know what you're going to pick because I was going to pick it too.
Ohio State versus Penn State.
Dude, it has the perfect time slot.
Yeah.
11 a.m.
Let's get it out the
Saturday.
Way.
Saturday. You go get your, you get up, you have your coffee, get your breakfast, turn on the TV, game day, boom, go right to a Penn State. And that's a big ass game for both of them.
Yeah.
That's game of the weekend.
Number three versus number four at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be great.
All right. So I'm going second here, am I not?
Yes.
And I probably should have looked at more of the schedule to see what I was wanting to see this week. But allow me to go with, actually go with an in-division game in the NFL. Give me Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers.
Y'all took my top two.
Yeah, Lions at Packers. Obviously, you have the Lions
it's
coming
like
in.
It's like fantasy
a week
football
and a half.
When somebody takes a player. You're like, damn.
That's right. You did not get Christian McCaffrey up top. No, yeah. Give me the Lions versus the Packers. The Packers, we know, especially playing at home, it can give a little test. Mm-hmm. Just how much of a tough matchup is this going to be? I think you'll get an opportunity to see that, seeing the Lions face off against the Packers.
Sucks to pick third, but not in this case because y'all left me no choice. But Texas A&M at South Carolina on a Saturday night under
it's
the lights. That's going to be a really good game and a big test. You know, see if they can back it up, as we talked about earlier.
I had forgotten that was how you'd phrase that.
I promise I'm not being biased because I'm from this city.
Be biased if you got to be biased.
Hey, I'm going to check out this Chargers and Browns game, man. I like the Jameis Winston's fever, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dude is just a joy. He's just a joy to talk to. I want to see if this fever is real or is it just another dud.
I want to see what goes viral this week.
Yeah.
He goes viral every week.
Pre-game speech.
For something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you seen how he was so excited to go to that place, Winston's?
Swanson's.
He was just so happy, man. Yeah. Like it looked like he just discovered something.
What is this sorcery?
He like, wow, they just come up to the car?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the most unintentionally funny person in football.
He's just it's amazing.
Chipotle.
Every week.
Let's go ahead and give me Rockets versus Warriors.
I had that on my list. Maybe not second round.
I had not. This wouldn't have been this high if it wasn't for the Rockets and the performance that they had last night against the Mavs. But I like what they're building early, and then it looks like Jalen Green continuing to give you like all-star level play. I like the effort and energy that this team is giving early on. I want to see them as they continue to play against various degrees of difficulty in the West.
Yeah, that's going to be worth a look. I don't know if, like I said, if I'd be all in on it, but it's definitely going to be worth a look. Rockets getting a little more interesting by the day as we start the season here. I got to dig in on a game on Sunday, even if the Texans are not playing, and that is going to be Dolphins and Bills. I think
it's
pretty interesting game there. Bills, we know what they've been doing lately. Dolphins, Tua, see if he can bounce back. I guess Tyreek is going to play, last I saw. So, yeah, Dolphins, Bills should be good.
I'm going to be checking out them U of H Cougs.
Hey!
As they face Reggie's Kansas State. What are y'all?
Wildcats.
Yeah. I'm going to be checking that game out.
Yeah, I think Houston has an opportunity to play some really fun defense and maybe make this a little more interesting than it probably should be. So that'll be a fun one. I like that pick. However, I am going to go with a battle in the ACC. Give me Pitt. Give me SMU. I want to see one of the better top 25 matchups on the day show up, especially because SMU wants it so damn bad.
I like that one. That was on my list as well. The last one I'm going to do, Sunday Night Football has got a little bit more interesting from a Texans perspective.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill, Brian Flores, go ahead and beat the mess out of the Indianapolis Colts.
Colts and Vikings, man, if the Colts pull it off, oh, man, it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, but, man, I don't know if I like Flacco that much.
I know.
Sunday Night Football versus the Brian Flores defense.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, but, yeah, that's how we draft the weekend, what we're interested in sports-wise this weekend. Although, honorable mention, Dynamo. Welcoming in Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, 5:30 kick.
Yeah, on Sunday. That'll be a fun one to watch.
It's gonna be crazy, man.
As well. And also, don't forget to, set your fall back on Sunday, 2 a.m. At that point, it'll be 1 a.m. again. But yeah, go ahead and get yourself an extra hour of sleep. Don't be like me, where I typically am up way too late and I see that switchover happen. I'm like, damn, that was an extra hour that I could have gotten sleeping.
just waste.
Get that extra hour of sleep. Take it. Get it when you can, man.
100%. The good thing is when you wake up during the night and then you look at the clock or look at your phone and be like, dang, it's only 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping for 8 hours. Yeah.
It's one of the few things that's good about this system where we throw it back and forward. Is that extra hour you get. So don't waste it this weekend. All right. Also, don't waste your Friday evening if you have an opportunity to be out and about, meet up with our guys at the Drive, Clint and Ron. Fellas, where you at?
What's good, fellas? We are here at Home Run Dugout here in Katy, having a good time in this piece. And I just want to say, as you know, man, we don't come empty-handed. We always got stuff for you. We've got they have a concert venue here. And we got tickets to hook people up with a country music artist, KC Donahue.
Hey.
And there you go. So yeah, man, we got multiple 4-packs to hook people up with, and you know, one of them includes a little VIP and $100 gift card here to Home Run Dugout. So get on out here live and let's figure this thing out together here. By the way, I also want to say. Hey, Figgy and Reggie, if y'all for real about that Dynamo game, we need to go grab some drinks somewhere, man. Y'all ain't watching that damn Dynamo game. I think y'all can say all that you want to. We can go somewhere and grab some drinks and
Wait,
do something else. Y'all ain't going.
Now
you're saying, I know you're just saying. I know you're saying and maybe throwing out the game. But if that's on your agenda, man, we could do some. We can go grab some drinks. We can go see some something. We could do something. It ain't Dynamo Sounders time. All right, this ain't this. Like I could see if this was Championship League or something, and you was going over to England or something like this, but you got something else to do.
That's a guy that's never been to a Dynamo game. They're a lot of fun.
I've been to a Dynamo game. A Dynamo game.
It's playoffs.
I'm sure they ain't watching. You know, good and ill well, y'all ain't watching.
I put it on the TV for a second. Yeah, I put it on the TV. You know, I'm a soccer guy, though, right?
Let's go get some drinks.
Reg,
we got something else to do.
I feel like I'm not co-signing what Ron's saying, but I do feel like that maybe, you know, back in the day, I used to go hit one of them Dallas Stars games every now and then when I was in Dallas. You know, I didn't know a damn thing about no hockey.
What is that you said? That is, if you're looking for all the white women,
you want to see
all the good white women at the Dallas Stars game.
You want to see the finest white women in Dallas? go to a Dallas Stars game, Chief. I mean, all the fish in one barrel.
I thought they was hunting them cowboys, but no, they had stars.
Oh no, look, they're hunting them stars, but they stumbled on them cowboys.
Hey, don't sleep on them basketball games neither. People be showing up. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy getting out to these Rockets games.
Oh, we know. We got some people out here looking for some wins.
Man, fellas, what's the general disposition after Thursday night football? Had the good pleasure of listening to Clint and Sean on the postgame show. What's the general feel, fellas?
Crisis.
Okay, excellent. Well said.
That'd be the one word if I had to use.
Probably
crisis.
No, you're right.
Yeah, that's the way that it's felt today. I was like, were we just being a little emotional? I'm glad to know that we weren't. The fellas, Clint and Ron, out in Katy. Give me the name again because I don't want to get wrong. I'm going to sound stupid.
Oh, no, man. We're out here at Home Run Dugout. Home Run Dugout here in Katy, enjoying ourselves, having a good time. We love coming here. We came here for our 1,000th show. Of the Drive, and we were here last year as well during the football season. So good times here. We always enjoy ourselves. Get on out here. We'll be here from 2 to 6. So much for you to win. So much for you to enter. It's going to be a good time out here as we try to figure out what the hell's going on with the Texans.
You heard the man. All right. You're listening to KLT, KLT-FD, HD, rather, to an Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, on a Friday, The Drive is live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.